morning.
Good morning, Walker.
Hope you had a good evening.
Yes, thank you.
Has joined.
Good morning.
Morning.
You're sounding a little hoarse today.
Yeah, I think it's the weather. I've been having quite a bit of asthma, you know, with the change.
Right. Well, may you have a foolish lema.
Thank you.
So we will begin with a Lashem Yehud, and then we will study the fourth Aliyah. Lashem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu Liakta Lashem Yudhe Bavate the Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadunai Elohino Elena Maasei Yadeinu Kananei Elena Maasei Yadeinu Kananehu. The fourth Aliyah is from Genesis chapter 33, verse 6 through verse 20. The total of 15 verses, and the number 15 connects to the upper worlds of Atzilut and Briah, the Yud and the He, connecting to Hakma and Bina. Verse 6. Watigash na hashpachot e na viel dehen petish taha vena. Watigash gamlea wila deha vaish tahau. We achark me gash Yosef virachel. Vayishtachavu, vayomer mi lecha kol ha-machane, haze asher pagashti, vayomer limtso chen be'enei adoni. Vayomer esav, yesh li rav yachi, Yehi lecha asher lach. Vayomer
Yaakov
al na imna matzati chen be'enecha v'lakakta minchati miyadi ki al ken ra'iti banecha. Yirot penei Elohim vatirtzeni. Kach na et birkati asher uva'at lach ki hanani Elohim beki eshli ko vayiftar bo vayikach. Vayomer nisa v'neleka v'elka l'negdecha. Vayomer elav Adoni yodea ki hailadim rakim v'hatzon v'habakar alot alai udvakum. Yom echad umetu kol hatzon yavarna Adoni lifnei avdo va'ani et nachala ve'iti l'regel hamlacha asher lefanai u'regel hailadim Ad asher avo el Adoni Seira Vayomer Esav Hatzigana imcha min ha'am Asher iti vayomer lama ze emtsa Pein be'ene adoni Vayashav vayom ha'hu esav ledarko seira Yaakov nasa sukota vayiven lo bayit umiknehu asa sukot al ken karayra shem hamakom sukot Vayavo Yaakov Sashalem Ir Shechem Asher Peretz Kenaan Vavo Mipadan Aram Vayichan Et Penei Ha'ir Vayiken Et Helkat Asade Asher Nata Sham achalo miyad b'nei ha'amor avi shechem b'mea kesita v'yatsev sham mizbeah v'yikra lo el Elohei Yisrael. That's the completion of the Hebrew section of the fourth Aliyah. Now we'll study the English section, starting with verse 6. And the maidservants and their children drew near and prostrated themselves. And Leah and her children drew near and prostrated themselves. And after them, Joseph and Rachel drew near and prostrated themselves. And he said, what is to you the purpose of all this camp that I have met? And he said, to find favor in my master's eyes. But Esau said, I have plenty, my brother. Let what you have remain yours. Thereupon Jacob said, please know, if indeed I have found favor in your eyes, then you shall take my gifts from my hand, because I have seen your face, which is like seeing the face of an angel, and you have accepted me. Now take my gift, which has been brought to you, for God has favored me with it, and because I have everything. He prevailed upon him, and he took it. Thereupon he said, travel, and we will go, and I will go alongside you. And he said to him, my master knows that the children are tender, and the flocks and the cattle which are raising their young depend upon me. And if they overdrive them, one day all the flocks will die. Now let my master go ahead before his servant, and I will move at my own slow pace, according to the pace of the work that is before me, and according to the pace of the children, until I come to my master, to Seir. And this is a verse that is a prophecy that Jacob, meaning the children of Israel, will eventually need to go to Seir. The word Seir is a word for a goat. And it relates to Yom Kippur, but it's very much a prophecy that eventually Esav and Israel, the children of Israel, will need to unify when Esav makes its correction. And there are some rabbis, modern rabbis, who are saying that all that was done in the last 4 years by President Trump with respect to Israel is part of that prophecy of going to Seir. Verse 15. Thereupon Esau said, "Let me leave with you some of the people who are with me." But he said, "Why do that? May I find favor in my master's eyes?" So Esau returned on that day on his way to Seir. And Jacob traveled to Sukkot and built himself a house, and for his cattle he made booths. Therefore he named the place Sukkot. And Jacob came safely to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Padan Aram, and he encamped before the city. And he bought the part of the field where he had pitched his tent from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 kesitas. Therefore he erected an altar, and he named it, "God is the God of Israel." Does anyone have any questions? We will continue this study of the second Ramban letter from the Ramban to his son, and we're on the second paragraph. You'll find the letter itself on the Unique Astrological Times link in the 's the end of the page, and it's described there as the letter of the Ramban to his son, part two.
Vayoter al zeb kol shena bein rosh hashana v'yom hakipurim she'aaseh hashbon umah she'yiyeh liyoter al shena she'avara echar Shelten me menu Ashoerim Lo kal dakada Ahashavom Sheaten oto biomad Lifi ma shenarea Yachlul hazeh ha'asor Im kol ma she'ala Fiela ha'davarim Anas koyarim Ve'ihie ha'kol monah Ve'yachad Ve'ledavar mitzvah Le'kol ma she'ira Li v'im yirah li leten oto b'makom she'afashar lecha ruah lo kidei li'asot mimenu devar mitzvah she'yihyeh
kitavati alai me alu aninaim panaiskarim lo ichayav vehem ela kol zaman shechiye zechor mehem bekadi lechasachor mehem kabalati alai likrot otam ha-shavua im estor. I shall also, between New Year and the Day of Atonement, in each year, calculate my profits during the past year, and after deducting expenses, give a tithe thereof to the poor. Should I be unable to make an accurate calculation, then I shall give approximately. This tithe I shall put aside, together with the other money, for a charitable purpose, to dispose of it as I shall deem best. I also propose to have the liberty of employing the money in any profitable speculation with a view of augmenting it. But all I have written above, I shall not hold myself guilty if I transgress. If such transgression be the result of forgetfulness, but in order to guard against it, I shall read this through weekly. Essentially, what this paragraph is saying is one should calculate their profit for the year and then hold on to that money, perhaps put it to work as an investment, so that on Pesach or on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that is the time to donate the money to the temple, because they're traveling to the temple at that point. Continuing, Ve'ani mitzvah livnei yishmerem ha'el ve'yishkem l'torato ve'lam sotav shikava lo alayhem me'alo agadim kol divar shikalo li'amod bo sheyitzur v'achen levanihem uvnaichem levanihem ad so kol hadoro kol hadochek atzimo lehashtada ul haravot agidrim melo kavo ala beracha. I also command my children to take upon themselves as many of the above regulations as may be in their power to observe, and also to bind it from generation to generation upon their children. And he who carries them out and even adds to them, at pain of discomfort to himself, shall merit a special blessing. Essentially, this paragraph is saying we need to teach our children about the mitzvot and impress upon them the importance of doing the mitzvot. Verse 4. Ani shalom avniskor livnei yishmerom ha'el shayit palayel ko'achad mehem gim molta amin. Bekolyom beshishita dal. Chetiti flato. Bekava kavena. Beshata ha bebeyam. O bebed hakana sed am atzavor. Beshishita del kol echad. Mehem koyach leto lekayim havti. Benisit yot behaveti. Bedarashud hachakodeshu. Shavanu behakvishu. Avotenu zalviani. Yimokach b'shishita del kol echad li'asot. Yimaotam be'anan shelo yisok. Me'asehato mehem kalal. B'shichia l'kol echad mehem tamid b'beito. Se'af tel vi'alav sufar o'shanayim. Mi'talmod o me'echad me'habarav haba'anan shefita sefer bevo'o liveto l'kikra. Ma sheyo kal lekarot, b'shichi v'atzmo lekarot b'yazi, sefer shiratza arva'a sherot lefachot, kodem sheakol b'shichaya mechaviyav. Leikrod ha-bekol shevo shavua ha-prashi shendayim. Mikra v'yachad hargum v'shishilim bekol shevat shabbat shalosh sa'odot. Im yokal befat v'im lav befirot. And this is the text of the will which I, the above-mentioned Solomon, draw up for my children, may God preserve them, that they shall pray three times daily and endeavor always to utter their prayers with devotion. And again, that this prayer shall be said in the Bet HaMidrash, in a prayer house, which also serves as a house of study, or in the synagogue, together with the congregation. Again, that they shall apply all their powers to maintain the synagogues and the houses of study, which our ancestors have built, as well as to continue the endowments established by my ancestors and myself. They must always endeavor to imitate them, so that goodness shall never cease from among them. Again, that they shall always have a chair on which a volume of the Talmud or any other Talmudical work shall lie, so that they would always open a book when they come home. At least they shall read in any book like they like four lines before taking their meal. Again, that they shall read every week the lesson twice in the Hebrew text and once in the Aramaic version. Again, to take three meals on the Shabbat. And we will stop here. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all a beautiful day. We have three classes today. An 11 o'clock class, which is Musar, continuing our study of Tomer Devorah. And the 4:30. 6:30 class, which is a deep Zohar class. And our 7 o'clock class is questions and answers, or perhaps the essay by the Ari that I have not attended the evening classes this week yet. I wish you all Shalom Gadol on a beautiful day. Shalom.
Thank you, Hannah. Shalom. Okay, thank you. Shalom. A good day.
You too.